Hello friends, welcome to your favorite Vedic Astrology channel, Cosmic Gestures, and I am your host Bhaskara. Friends, in this episode, I am going to talk about a very interesting thing about ascendant sign and the planet that rules the ascendant sign. Friends, when I say ascendant sign here, I want to remind you that it will be decided as per the sidereal zodiac that we use in Vedic astrology, and the ascendant sign that I will be mentioning here will not be the tropical western zodiac sign. It would be sidereal zodiac sign as we use in the Vedic astrology. So very often, and we all know that the ascendant rising sign is the sign that is rising in the eastern horizon when a person is born, and that sign by default becomes the sign of the first house. So and the ruler of that sign, who is also known as ascendant lord, is also the first house ruler. Normally what happens, we talk about ascendant or the first house sign for knowing the personality and appearance of the person, and the health of the person, the looks of the person, and basic motivations of the person, and the basic motivational, you know, drives in the life of the person, and what kind of temperament the person will have, and those things mostly. And when we check the first house, if we find it very strong, we normally say that the person will have good overall good health. But if we see some affliction on the first house, an affliction on the ascendant lord or first house ruling planet, we declare that there can be health susceptibility in the life of the person. So this is how we do normally. And we also check the placement of the ascendant ruler planet or the first house ruling planet. We check that in which house it has gone, to check that what, you know, in what kinds of things the basic drive or motivation of the person will be going. Like if someone's first house ruler has gone into ninth house, the person will be oriented or motivated towards ninth house things, which can be higher knowledge, or which can be long distance travel, or which can be religion, which can be university culture, which can be going to religious places or a place of worship, which can be getting more closely associated with teacher or father, you know, and so on. Long distance traveling, interacting with foreigners, studying about law and philosophy, all those things. So the person will have some natural spontaneous drive for such things if ascendant lord or first house ruler is placed in the ninth house. These things we normally check. If you have studied astrology, you will be aware of this. But normally what people forget when they see the ascendant or the first house and the ascendant lord or the first house ruling planet, the one thing that they forget, that this ascendant and the ascendant lord also conveys about the basic intelligence present in the person, the basic survival intelligence that makes you choose the right things in life, and that helps you not do the stupid mistakes in life. Because if you are making wrong choices, or if you are making stupid mistakes, then what can happen? You can, you know, invite harm to your own safety, your own self-respect, your own prestige, your own social standing, and you can create problems for the overall, you know, existence of yourself. So the basic intelligence is intrinsically present for you in your ascendant lord and in your ascendant. So if both ascendant and ascendant lord are good, then the basic intelligence will flow well in your life, and you will make good choices, And if the basic intelligence in say ascendant or ascendant lord are afflicted, then there can be some problem with that, and the flow of basic intelligence can be little obstructed, and that can lead to you making wrong choices in life. So that can also happen. So for example, here I'll give you one example. Recently I saw the horoscope of someone who was born on 16th February 1990, and the time of birth was 18:05 hours, so it was an evening birth, 6:05 p.m. and place of birth is a small town in India. I'm not going to reveal the name of the town because I want to protect the privacy of the person. He is a male, a guy, and for the purpose of making the horoscope, if you are curious, you can use any city of India, like New Delhi. You will ascendant sign will be same whether any city you use in India. Mostly if you use New Delhi, you will get the same ascendant sign which the person is actually. So this person is Leo ascendant. So Leo by default becomes the sign of the first house in this horoscope, and Sun becomes the ascendant lord or the first house ruler. Now in this horoscope, this particular horoscope, Sun is placed in Aquarius, that is 7th house. Now ascendant lord or the first house ruler placed in the 7th house means the basic drive, the basic energy of this person will be directed towards, you know, making one-to-one connection with others, be it personal connections, you know, forming partnerships, business partnerships, professional partnerships, or making, you know, personal contacts, and or getting into some kind of romantic association, marriage kind of association, into relationship, you know, all the 7th house kind of thing, and being more extrovert, being more active, you know, in a publicly open life kind of life, being more business oriented. So all those things can be there, whatever, you know, 7th house, and whatever things we associate with 7th house, or trying to get into agreement with people and all those things. Now we should not forget that here, who is the ascendant lord? Ascendant lord is Sun. Like, you know, for different ascendant signs, ascendant lord would be different. Like if it had been Gemini rising and ascendant lord would be placed in the 7th house, then in that case it would be Mercury if the ascendant sign was Gemini. But here in this example, ascendant sign is Leo. So the ascendant lord, who is placed in the 7th house and who is directing this person's basic energy and basic motivation of life towards 7th house related things, the ascendant lord is Sun. We should not forget that. And Sun is the king of the zodiac, and Sun has gone into the 7th house. Now ascendant lord gone into the 7th house is okay, but Sun gone into the 7th house is a problem, because Sun is the king of the zodiac and Sun has gone into the 7th house. The king going to the others is not the natural thing, because others come to meet the king in his palace. So king going to meet others is kind of, king is not in a very dignified situation right now, that he has to compromise his dignity and status and go and meet others in their place, rather than those other people coming to meet the king in his palace. So there is one, you know, this fact that ascendant lord here is Sun, and ascendant lord is placed in the 7th house, makes ascendant lord weak. If it had been some other planet, then we would not have said this. But since it is Sun, the ascendant lord is Sun, and he has gone into the 7th house, that makes ascendant lord weak. Now the king going to the marketplace, because 7th house is very much similar to Libra sign also. And what is the sign of Libra? Libra is, you know, balance. So 7th house is often also associated with doing business, that is why. And So business, where the business is done? In the marketplace. So the king going to the market or to the business center to meet, you know, others, you know, to meet the businessmen and to meet the corporates, rather than they coming and meeting the king in his royal palace. So king is now weak. So king is kind of compromising to meet others and to take their support, kind of thing. So, you know, that thing we need to keep in mind. So here, when this first lord is going into the seventh house, so what does it mean? This person will compromise beyond his self-respect to get along with someone. That can happen. So it can happen that he can get into some relationship, and in that relationship he will have to compromise a lot. See, compromising normally is good in relationship when, you know, both, you know, two people get together into a relationship and they both compromise and accommodate each other for the harmonious working of their relationship. That is good. But when somebody is compromising beyond his or her self-respect, and even if the other person is dominating on that person, or misbehaving with that person, or insulting that person, that is not a desirable scenario. So here, first lord son, who is son, has gone into the seventh house, is little weaker position for son, and that means this person will have to compromise, have to fall from grace and compromise on his dignity, his self-respect, and to continue into a relationship or to maintain a marriage or a romantic relationship. That is possible. Or if he gets into some business partnership, the similar kind of things can happen. Now, what is another factor is there in this horoscope is that Saturn is placed in the fifth house in Sagittarius sign, and we know from fifth house, seventh house is third house, because 5, 6, 7, from fifth, seventh is the third from fifth. So, and Saturn, you know, Saturn has that, you know, Vedic aspect, where Saturn can look at the third house from where he is placed. So Saturn placed in the fifth house is looking at this sun placed in the seventh house. Now, what is the effect of it? Saturn looking at the seventh house means Saturn is also looking at sun, who is placed in the seventh house. As I said, explained earlier, sun placed in the seventh house is itself a little weaker position for sun, and now sun is being seen by Saturn. So sun is further reflected and is kind of under shadow of Saturn. So the personality of this person is further subdued, I would say. It is further becoming weak, and sun being in the seventh house would create all kinds of ego issues, the war of dominating each other kind of thing happening, and the partner can be having some kind of upper hand here, and the partner would dominate this person, or can, and since Saturn is looking at sun, so the partner can actually insult the person. Sun is being, you know, overshadowed by Saturn now, so that can happen. And this person can compromise on his pride and self-respect, and he will have very little option. There maybe his situations can become so constraining that even though he would not be happy in relationship with this, with the girl with whom he can get associated to, but he will still be forced to be in that relationship. Now, I was saying, when ascendant lord is afflicted or in a bad scenario, the basic intelligence of the person may not work well. So where that factor comes into play? Now, what happened with this guy? When he was in college, he got attracted towards a girl who who belong to a very powerful, you know, family of a very higher social class, and somehow he made that choice at that time, whereas he had other girls also who were interested in him, but somehow he did not give importance to them, but he got more attracted towards this girl. So, you know, son seeking powers from others, first lord in the seventh, but that first lord is son. So son is seeking power, so he getting attracted towards a girl who was in a more dominating, who belonged to a more dominating social class than this boy. And this girl is, you know, with the passage of time, she started to dominate this boy, and with the passage of time, it so happened that she started to talk with him in a very rude manner. She would even call him names, and her abuses on him, and not only on him. With the passage of time, when she started to interact with his family, she started to misbehave with his family members also, his father, his mother, his sister. Like, she would, any random moment, she would call any of his family members and would misbehave with them. So kind of he making that choice of getting along with this girl, it has brought stressful energy into the whole family, not only in his life, into whole family. In India, it is very complicated scenario, because when two people get together, it's, you know, family is always involved. So, and suppose in future they get married, then marriage is not about two individuals coming together, it's always the coming together of two families. So family is integrally involved, and here this guy belongs to a small town, so where the family involvement is even more. So the girl not respecting his father, his mother, his elder sister is a big issue now. And now this guy is stuck in such a way in this relationship. And as I said, since girl belongs to a dominating social class, so he is little bullied also, and is scared of, you know, if since the girl doesn't want to break up with him, he is kind of dominated in this relationship. And even though now he feels suffocated here, he Saturn is looking at Sun, so that dominating, suffocating energy is there, but he is kind of not able to break free of this relationship, and is compelled to compromise on his self pride, and compelled to live in that insult. And he is not able to do anything about it. So how his basic intelligence, his basic choice, you know, that did not work for him, and he made wrong choice related to choosing, you know, girl partner for himself when he was in college, and that is leading to so many stressful situations for him now, even 5 or 6 years after that. And the girl is still there in his life, and is still creating lots of chaos in his life. And now he is not even confident that he can actually marry this girl, because before marriage, this girl is creating so many troubles in his life and troubles in his family. So he certainly understands that after marriage also she will be like that only, and it would not be easy for him to handle her as a wife once he becomes his wife. So what I wanted to say, that son, first lord, gone into the seventh house and in a bad scenario, afflicted. So in the area of seventh house, his choices were not wise, or he did not apply his mind to make the right choice when he was choosing his mate or his girlfriend or his partner. And this could have happened in business relationship formation also. If suppose he had gone to make some business partner, there also he could have not, you know, applied his intelligence well, or his mind would not have worked well, or and he could have made some foolish choice related to which partner he would choose. and that could have created lots of troubles in his life. So my point is, when your ascendant lord is afflicted or in a weak situation, you can make wrong choices. Your intelligence may not work for you, or you can, you know, act like a stupid somewhere, and that can create lots of troubles for you later on, and that can of course that can question, you know, put a question mark on your very survival. Like, this guy is in a depressed state right now, and he is in a very bad situation. Of course, other factors will be there, like, you know, looking at sun being afflicted, Saturn looking at sun. We can talk about this guy experiencing health issues also, some kind of heart related problem or bone related problem. Those things will also be there. But here my purpose was not to talk about those things. Those things normally people mostly talk. Here my main purpose was to illustrate that how, when Lagna Lord or Ascendant Lord is afflicted, sometimes the basic intelligence of the person doesn't work well, and the person make wrong choices or stupid choices in life, and that can create complications in his life. So friends, I hope you enjoyed this episode. And if you want to take a reading from me, you can write to me on my email, which is cosmicbond7@gmail.com. COSMIC cosmic, BOND bond, 7 is the numeral, @gmail.com. So friends, I hope you are all doing fine. And please, I'll request you all to do your prayers daily. Prayers can bring lots of miraculous transformations in our life. Prayers can help us solve lots of our problems in our life. So always say your prayers daily and respect your parents. God bless you all.